Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. We are live from Publix in Smyrna. The address, if you want to put it in your GPS right now, is 4480 South Cobb Drive Southeast in Smyrna. We would love for you to come out and see us. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Garrett is behind the glass back at the station because Dylan has fallen ill. So I was very happy to see that text come through yesterday that he was staying home today. Get some rest, Dylan. We do miss you. What now have you guys indulged on out here at Publix so far today?
Well, I've got this, finally got to taste this sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit, mm-hmm. which is phenomenal. And I've been handed a little meat bucket here.
I'm going to call it charcuterie in a cup.
A meat bucket?
Yeah. Charcuterie in a cup.
I'm going to call it a meat bucket.
It's very tasty, though. I will say. And just anybody listening that's thinking about stopping by, guys, there's food all over the place. Please come eat it. I can't be handed one more thing. I'm going to be sick. But it's all very, very good.
I would the Boar's Head employees are so amazing. They came up to me. They had a picture of all the hummus they offer. They're like, which one? I don't even need to look at the picture.
A hummus board.
Because I already know. Because I love like the everything bagel hummus from Boar's Head is my absolute favorite.
I'm a fan as well.
Oh, I'm about to put it on a bagel and indulge along with you guys.
All right.
But James is out here, and he took care of us this morning, hooked us up with a surprise interview. We have former Falcon Michael Haynes has stopped by to join us. And I just asked him off air, what was it like going back and forth between the Saints locker room and the Falcons locker room? Like, I just can't imagine going back and forth like that.
Well, being that New Orleans is my hometown, and I loved playing against the Saints. Now, let me tell you the truth. I've had my best games playing against the Saints. And when I got an opportunity to become a free agent, I thought going home would be the best thing to do. So I tried that and figured out that it was more fun playing against them than with them. So I ended up coming back to the Falcons.
Especially in that era of the Saints, because there were paper bags out in some of those games.
So I grew up with the whole Aints thing.
Yeah.
If you remember that, the bags over the head. And the Saints was the only game in town. You got to figure that. They didn't have baseball or basketball teams then. So the Saints was the only thing in town. So everybody was Saints fans.
That's such a unique perspective to hear from you, because obviously being a New Orleans native and then coming to Atlanta first and, like, making your mark here and then going back. Like, because we've had the conversation before, like, rivalry games in college I think are a bigger deal because there is always that question mark in the NFL, that opportunity. Like, you know what? Because I had teammates, you know, guys like Curtis Lofton is like, you got let go in Atlanta. And then all of a sudden, you're down in New Orleans Saints and back and forth. We've got Caden Ellis, David Onyemata, who play now, that came from the New Orleans Saints. But that's such a unique perspective, being from down there and knowing the love that city obviously has for the Saints.
Well, and especially that they're in the same division. You don't see people jump into the same division that often. So, I mean, playing in the same division with a team, it was special. It was very special for us.
That's cool, man.
The playoff game in 91 is one of my earliest good Falcon memories, okay? I grew up watching them, and there was a lot of bad. But that 91 game, you know, you get the – I believe Deion had a big interception in that game, or a punt return one, because it was some kind of return. You had a famous catch for in Falcon Saints allure. And I did reading later on, and I didn't know this. Obviously, as a kid, when I was, eight at the time, but you had broken some ribs in that game, too. Talk about that whole thing.
Well, thanks for making me feel a little old, but thank you. Anyway. No, so – early in the game, I had a touchdown, and I got hit by a guy named Vincey Glenn, who was their safety, and he cracked a few ribs. And so I kind of set out the third quarter with cracked ribs, thinking the game, think it was over, but it was playoff time. So, I mean, if you can go, you go.
Let's go, baby.
And so after I started feeling a little better, had a little medication, and it helped out a little bit.
Things were different back then.
So I went back into the game and ended up scoring the winning touchdown, which was, to me, just a race to make sure I don't get tackled. So once I caught the ball, I just ran as fast as I could. So
I'm curious getting your perspective on that, because I think I can kind of hear it in your voice. And, you know, I haven't been around guys, you know, from the 90s, from the 80s, things like that. What are your thoughts on football now, like as far as the rules go, as far as the defensive rules go about coming across the middle? I mean, even in the time that I was in it, I distinctly remember the league coming in and showing a hit about not going helmet to helmet, that Ray Lewis laid on somebody across the middle. They're like, this is a perfect hit. You know, it's not helmet to helmet. And then the next year they made it illegal because it's a blindside hit. And, like, it's just been a little bit crazy. And I know I sort of give it the eye roll, but I'm from even a more recent era than that.
It's a different game.
It is.
I mean, it's literally a different game because there's certain things you can't do that was legal back then.
Sure.
And I think the whole thing is to for the health of the players.
Sure.
And they're trying to keep the players. I mean, you're paying these guys millions and millions of dollars, and if they're all sitting on the sideline, you're not getting your money's worth.
Yep.
So they're trying to keep the players on the field, which I think is a good thing, but I think it's taken away from the game. I mean, the game of football, it's a rough game. And some of those hits, I'll be like, man, that's questionable whether or not that should be legal.
I always hate when the kids in college get thrown out for the helmet to helmet. And I'm looking at it going, I get it, man. I understand it's for the health, and I'm all about that. And I think I feel the same view as you, but I'm like, a kid now got disqualified because he just missed by a little bit. And I'm like, it stinks. So,
and sometimes it's not even their fault. I mean, the kid's coming in for a tackle and the guy goes down and all of a sudden it's helmet to helmet and they throw him out of the game, like you say. So
yes,
I mean,
it's unfortunate.
It's tough.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Yeah, those are the ones that are problems for me. I've gotten to know Bobby Hebert over the years, and times I've gone on their pregame show, and Bobby's hosting it for the Saints, and Bobby will ask you a question, and it'll be 3 minutes long for one. But, Michael, he'll ask a question, answer it, and then basically say, what do you think? And I'm sitting there like, well, I don't know. You played quarterback in the NFL. How did he get a play call out in the huddle and you guys still get to the line of scrimmage and get a play in 40 seconds?
Now, I'll tell you something that'll make you laugh. So Bobby used to play with chew in his mouth, and you couldn't understand what he was saying to
God
start with.
Bless.
And he'd get up there and he'd mumble something, and we all looking at each other like, what did he just say? What are we supposed to do?
What motion
but
was that?
That was Bobby. That was Bobby for you, man. Bobby was such a good athlete, man. He was one of those guys that he'd give his right arm to play this game, and he was fun to play with, fun to play against, and fun to play with.
Yeah,
I was gonna say, talk about some of the quarterbacks you played with, and maybe, you know, you don't have to give me a favorite, but who did you enjoy catching the spiral from,
well,
if you will?
I have to say Chris Miller. I had 33 touchdowns with Chris. So I'm going to have to say Chris Miller. But I had Chris Miller, starting off with Chris Miller, and I finished with Chris Chandler. And I had Billy Joe Tolliver. I've had Wade Wilson. So we had a lot of guys come through here.
That's awesome.
Billy Joe Tolliver had a cannon, didn't he? I mean, that guy could chunk it.
Red was something else, man. He was a good guy. He was fun to be around. He was the jokester on the team.
Yeah, I've heard quite a few stories about Billy Joe from Arch.
Well, we are joined by former Falcon Michael Haynes here at Publix in Smyrna. Thank you so much for coming out this morning. But I am curious, going back to the Saints-Falcons thing, it's a big thing for me. A few weeks ago, you've seen how the Falcon season has been going, but how are you feeling watching that game? Were you rooting for the Falcons or are you rooting for the Saints?
I always root for the Falcons.
Got to.
I'm a Falcon at heart. Falcons drafted me. I mean, even though from New Orleans and love the Saints, but I am always a Falcon at heart. So I root for the Falcons.
I'm curious what you make of the Falcons right now, because obviously a lot of talent. I think there's been a lot of disappointment this year. I try to look at it through the lens, and I tell these guys, like, when I got into this line of work, my main focus was to make people understand how hard this is. You know what I mean? But then again, I look at it, and I'm like, man, this has got to be better than this. So I've kind of gone back and forth over my opinion on this year's team. Sometimes they look like world beaters, and sometimes they look like they can't beat the basement of the NFL. So I don't know what to think about them.
Well, you know, we got a team that if you look at us on paper, we are a very good team. Where we just don't play like it. I mean, we got a lot of stars on offense. We got a lot of guys who play very well. But we get into these games and we can't finish them. We're in games all the way down to the end. We just don't finish them. And, I mean, Michael Penix played well. And then he got hurt. But, I mean, you can't take these guys with all the talent that they got and not coach them to where they should be playing together as a team.
Yeah,
and that's the big problem. Yeah, we just don't play together as a team.
You led me into it with coaching because you got to play under a couple of guys that were legends. You were coached by Dan Reeves for what, a year, but yeah, Jerry Glanville and the person. Cause see, that's the thing is, I there are times where the players and
so you see the reaction on your face. I'm like, yes, dude. Yes, so tell us.
We both like sport. And in the '90s, there were personalities in the sport. You know, Dale Earnhardt Sr. was a big person. And now it's got a little corporate, and the personalities go through. They don't come out as much, and it's a little bit with the NFL, not quite as much because of some of the stuff. But you got to give me a Glanville story because I know goodness, that guy's man. Full of them.
So we used to call Jerry Crash because he, like you say, he raced, but he never finished races. So we used to call him Crash all the time. And he's actually his car number was 81, and he used to always say he drives car number 81 because of me. But Jerry was one of my favorite coaches. I mean. He was the type of coach that if you were on his good side, you could do no wrong. And he told us, man, you just go out and you give us all we got and have fun. And that's what the game's all about. It's all about having fun. I mean, I tell kids this game is about having fun. I know it's a business, but if you're not having fun, man, you got to be out there having fun playing this game.
Well, I'm curious now. I wanted to get your thoughts on Deion Sanders as a head coach in college football and what you've thought of what he's been able to do. And I think obviously he's building something out there in Colorado. They took a step back this year, but it seems like he's having a certain level of success.
Deion's been, I played 5 seasons with Deion.
Yeah.
So I got a chance to know him really well.
Right.
He's a great guy. He's a really great guy. And he loves the game of football. So he had the opportunity to coach his boys. Mm-hmm. And I think that he loves spending time with teaching young men how to grow up to be men in society, not just the game of football, but young men in society. And he's had a lot of success with it. And you know, when he was able to get a college job at Jackson State and started bringing kids in and started teaching those kids how to not only just play the game but how to be young men in society, I think that was a big bonus for him. And his success just kept growing, and up going to Colorado. And I'll tell you, my son played high school football. We got recruited by Colorado, so we end up going on a official visit.
Yeah.
Ah.
And that was so much fun, man. We had so much fun, and so we sitting in the meeting with the head coach, with Deion, and my wife was with me and my son, and we started telling stories. And before you know it, a whole hour's passed, and we just telling old football stories. And my wife is sitting there and said, "When y'all gonna start talking about my son?" Sitting there talking old football stories. And it was so much fun. Well, my son's at Georgia Tech now, so he plays for Brent Keyes.
But of course, yeah.
It was he's one of those guys, man. He's fun to be around, and he's always electric. He's always having a good time, and that's the kind of if it wasn't so far out in Colorado, we'd have probably sent our son to play for him.
That's awesome, man. That's good.
How do you like Coach Key?
I love Coach Keyes, man. We spent a lot of time, over the 2 years that they were recruiting us, we got a chance to get to know him. And he is all about Georgia Tech football, man. He is all about Georgia Tech. Being an alumni and being that, you know, he wants to be successful. And, you know, Georgia Tech has had their best year in a long time around here. So it was a little disappointing at the end because I think they should have been playing in the ACC championship game. Yeah. But, you know, towards the end, they just fell off there. You know, they went 8-0 and then went 1-3 in the last few games.
You want to, before we let you go, give us a prediction for this weekend, the Seahawks against the Falcons? That's a
Well, I'm never, ever,
go,
ever.
Go easy
listen,
on us,
I'm never, ever going to pick against the Falcons.
Smart man.
I love the Falcons. I mean, they do a good job. You know, this weekend's alumni weekend, so which is really cool. They got a whole bunch of things set up for us. And
that's right, yeah.
So we're going to have some fun.
Love it. How did James get you out here this morning, by the way?
Well, James is I've known him for years, and actually he gave my daughter her first job at Publix.
Oh,
this had to be, oh, my goodness, 8, 9, 10 years ago.
Wow.
So I've known James for a long time.
That's awesome.
Shout out,
I
man.
Love
I was going to say, did he offer you a cup of coffee or a case of beer?
No, he's just a really, really good dude.
There you go,
offer him,
man.
I guess, a cup of meat.
Yeah, there you go.
Well,
yeah.
I do have my cup of meat that you're talking about.
A bucket of boar's head.
So before I go, I just want to tell you guys, you know, I coach high school football and at Fellowship Christian School, and we are in the Final Four. So we play tonight, and I'm really excited about that. We play Calvary Day for a trip to the Bend, so I'm looking forward to that.
Wow, man, that's awesome.
Good luck.
Yeah, good luck.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
We'll be pulling for you guys.
Absolutely.
I appreciate you guys. Thanks
for having me.
We appreciate you. We'll let you get back to your morning. I hope you are hungry, though, because we have a lot of food, and you are welcome
that.
To all of it.
You should tell everybody. Come on out. There's plenty of food here. So.
I will do just that. Thank you so much for coming out here today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, like he mentioned, you can join us at Publix at 4480 South Cobb Drive, Southeast in Smyrna. We're going to be out here until 9 o'clock. Thanks so much to Michael Haynes for joining us this morning. Surprise interview. Lovely interview. And this Saturday, tomorrow, noon to 2, you can join me at Matthews Kia of Cartersville as we get ready for Sunday's big game against the Seahawks. Someone's going to walk away with the ultimate tailgate kit. It's a 50-inch 4K smart TV with a Yeti cooler. Other prizes will be handed out along with Falcons tickets. Again, it's Saturday, noon to 2 at Matthews Kia of Cartersville with me and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up, might be a few things going on in college football this weekend. I don't know. Something going on at the Benz. We'll talk about it next. And we've got my Mac drop. It's another round of the Price is Right Christmas gift edition. That's next with the Morning Shift. We are live from Publix in Smyrna on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.